I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Officials estimate the so-called 117 fire in southern El Paso County has burned 60,000 acres. Evacuations remain in place, and the county is looking for the state to take command of fighting the fire. It sparked yesterday afternoon near I-25 mile marker 117 south of Fountain. 10 structures have burned, and as of last night, authorities report some minor injuries. The Colorado Springs Airport is open again this morning after a three-alarm fire Monday night caused the cancellation of all commercial flights yesterday. Airport spokeswoman Aiden Ryan said yesterday that several areas will be closed or blocked off, but inspectors have deemed the airport safe.
We have a letter of approval from our structural engineer who has assessed all of the damage. Additionally, we'll be monitoring all the air control, and as of right now, it is in good shape, and we'll continuously monitor it and anything that happens.
Ryan says there will be reduced air service, though all carriers are operational. She recommends flyers double-check their flight status to ensure it's still on schedule. The cause of the fire is under investigation, and results are expected by the end of the week. And Colorado officials hope a twofold approach will help prevent the growth of the state's heroin epidemic. Federal and state officials have announced plans to focus on prosecuting dealers while training local law enforcement to help people addicted to the drug get treatment through a state hotline. This is 91.5 KRCC News.